When members of Utah's state school board meet on Friday, they'll hear from practicing scientists who say proposed science standards ignore some critical concepts about climate change. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
6th through 8th graders in Utah's public schools are currently being tested on science standards developed more than a decade ago. These benchmarks are aimed at preparing students for college and work, and on Friday, the state school board set to vote on updating the standards. The update addresses the natural greenhouse effect in the 6th grade and the human role in climate change in the 8th grade. Board members will hear from a Brigham Young University scientist who says the new standards omit key points that students need to learn.
They're going to be presented with a lot of information about it, whether anyone likes it or not. And so what we need to do is make sure they have a basis, a strong basis for judging what is credible and what isn't.
That's Barry Bickmore, a professor of geochemistry at Brigham Young University. He says 6th grade teachers should be talking about the human role in climate change, and 8th grade teachers should be discussing the Earth's rapidly rising temperatures. Bickmore and more than 60 other Utah scientists have written a letter urging school board members to fill in those gaps.
I want them to know that scientists around here support having updated standards. It's just that in this case, I think we need to be very explicit about what we want kids to learn.
At the Education Board, the controversy over climate change wording is being downplayed. Board President David Crandall says the updated standards aren't political. They focus instead on the value of the scientific approach to problem solving.
When we assess the science standards, we'll be looking for that kind of deeper understanding that students hopefully will have of different scientific processes.
The update's been in the works for more than 2 years, but it may have to wait even longer because of a bigger obstacle, its cost. It could be an estimated $1.5 million to revise the test questions for the new concepts, and that may be more than the board's ready to spend. Judy Fays, KUER News.